Karen.
And I'm Greg.
Hello, Hot Springs. You're listening to Library Beat, a weekly podcast from the Razorback Camper Sale Studio, where we talk about all things library.
This week on Library Beat, Karen and I deliver in town, along with a special guest star and Taylor Swift expert, Karen's daughter, Caitlin. We also try to rescue a dog in a hot car. All of that coming up on Library Beat. Stay tuned. Karen, I just heard the thunk of the door in our transit. What are we doing today?
We are delivering to our city addresses, our city patrons. That's our Thursday route. So we're going to get out and get it done before it gets really hot.
And it's already a little bit on the
sweaty side.
steamy side, so we are going to get going. We went with James a few weeks ago and talked about Tuesday deliveries out in the village. This day is usually a little bit shorter, which is nice. We have people out all over the place today at the village green market and doing all kinds of things. So we got the fun job of making sure our seatbelts are on.
Yes, I'm getting there. There we go.
And we have a special guest star today. Can we ask the special guest star to introduce herself?
Hi, I'm Caitlin.
Good job. And how are you related to this motley bunch?
Karen's my mom.
Very good. And we're going to make you do the super fun job of actually getting out of the car to go put these things on people's doorstep so we can just sit here and podcast.
I'm very excited.
Okay, thank you, Caitlin. Thank you. We made our very first delivery. Actually got out and did it because we didn't want Caitlin to get kidnapped on the first one.
Yeah.
If she gets kidnapped later, then
we have to do it.
Right. Caitlin, are you having a good time so far?
So far, yeah. We've been doing this for like 5 minutes.
Okay. Okay, we are now gassed up, which is something we have to think about when we're doing this because we use a lot of gas. Caitlin, your mom mentioned something to me, and I'm sorry to break this to you, but there is a county regulation against listening to Taylor Swift while we do deliveries. How do you feel about that?
Well, I just turned her off whenever you started talking to me, so pretty sad.
Okay, we don't want to break any rules. I guess if you're discreetly listening to Taylor Swift and we can't hear it, then it would probably be okay.
Okay.
All right, we are on our way to stop number 3. Karen, how are conditions today, aside from hot?
They're fine. Roads are clear. It's very sunny, very warm. But inside, we have cool air conditioning, one of the greatest inventions ever. So we're doing pretty good. It's the kid in the back that's having to do all the running. It might be a little tired of it.
Yes, we're sorry, Caitlin. Yeah, this route, you know, we started the delivery service during the pandemic. And at first, it just kind of mirrored our old courier stops. So we went to the village because there were people that used to go to the Macaulay Center there. And then we would go out kind of in the Lake Hamilton area. But I kind of wondered, well, why do they get the service and nobody else does? Because a lot of people, even though they don't live very far from the library, it's hard for them to get to it. Or they just don't want to, which is fine too. I mean, I'm kind of a homebody. So we did start offering it in the city too. So it's a really good service and very, very popular. We get tons of praise and accolades. So we're happy that we can do it. All right, we've made a little bit of progress on our list. We just killed two birds with one stone because
yes,
they lived in the same spot pretty much. Karen, if our listeners are curious about how they could get delivery to their house, what should they do?
There's a couple of ways you can do that. You can call the library and we'll patch you on through to James, who is our delivery king. Or you can email delivery@gclibrary.com and ask some questions. Either way, or come in and talk to us. We'll get you set up one way or the other. But yes, it's a great service, especially if you have trouble getting out and around during these hot months, because I'm a little warm right now. But please, just give us a call, come by, or email us.
One question that we get a lot is, okay, we'll deliver to your house, but do we also pick up? And the answer is yes and no. We will gladly pick up your returns if we're already coming to your house to drop something else off. So a lot of people just kind of time their hold so that, you know, they get something every couple of weeks and then we can pick up their returns. But we can't make a special trip just to pick up returns because right. We've got a big list of people to go to.
And we want to bring you stuff.
Right, yes. We don't just want to take, we want to give. How do you think Caitlin is doing so far?
She's getting the hang of it, I believe. She's a little slow, but she's learning.
Well, speed is something we can work on. We also want accuracy.
Yes.
So that's very important.
Well, she can't get back in the picture.
She
had a little trouble with the door.
She's just doing the best she can. Caitlin, can you just give us quickly kind of the Taylor Swift rundown? Like, how is she doing?
She's doing great since the breakup. I love her. I think she's moved on. She deserves better. I'm very happy for her.
For our listeners who are not Swifties, what is the breakup?
Her and Joe Alwyn broke up, sadly, after 6 years of dating. That happened a few months ago, but I think she's doing okay. I don't know about Joe. I don't follow him, so.
Ooh, okay. Thank you, Caitlin. If you have any other updates later, you can share.
City Plumbing, Heating, and Electric offers free HVAC estimates and has discounts for seniors and veterans. Their vision is to provide prompt, reliable service that exceeds expectations. Their positive and cooperative attitude has made them a provider of choice in Garland County for over 30 years. Thanks, City Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, for your next project. Call 501-623-3325 or 501-922-3325.
So, Karen, we have some kind of fancy schmancy software that plans these routes for us. But we don't always agree with the route, do we?
No, we do not. I guess because we know the town better than the little computer lady.
Yeah, so the lady or man inside the computer that plans the route was trying to send us some way that didn't make much sense. So we're just making an executive decision to just go try to find this place all by ourselves. So I guess we'll keep you posted on how that works out. One of our regular delivery people has moved. And at first when we saw the address, we were like, well, she doesn't live there. But apparently she does live there. So we're going to go try to find her new digs. Caitlin, we just saw a sign by the side of the road. And it sounds like something you're pretty excited about. What was the sign for?
We are getting a sky tour. So that means a helicopter is going to fly over to town that you can get in it and go flying over to town.
Could we maybe do our deliveries by helicopter?
I think that's a great idea. I just think we would have to have all of our delivery people get, like, a landing area for us.
A helipad.
A helipad.
So maybe that could be a requirement for us to deliver to them. You know, we've actually talked to Adam. Our director has put some time into exploring drone deliveries. Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah, that would be cool. I never even thought about that.
Yeah, and then, like, now we're out here doing this and we're having a great time, but we could just be sitting at the library and the drone could be doing it. So you're kind of our drone today. How does that make you feel?
I don't know, whenever you put it that way.
All right, well, an important part of doing deliveries is knowing when you need to stop. So we found a gas station for a comfort break, and it was a pretty nice gas station. Some of them we've been to, we're not going to name names because they might be our sponsors, but some of them aren't so nice. This one had nice clean restrooms, and y'all got some snacks, yes. And you said something about taking a road trip. You're going on vacation soon, aren't you?
I am. We are. We are going to Tennessee, so that means lots of stops, lots of snacks.
So this is just practice. Mm-hmm. All right. Do you think that on your road trip you'll probably hear a little bit about Taylor Swift?
Yes.
Yes, we will.
Because her album comes out while we're on the road trip, so I have to listen to it.
Oh, my gosh. How exciting. I'm sorry I can't go on that trip. Karen, we just passed the lake. We're headed a little bit out of town now. It's a very beautiful day. There are lots of people out on the lake. You know, I've had the idea before. You know, we talked about doing drones or maybe a helicopter. You know, we do have a lot of people who live on the lake. What if we had a boat delivery?
Ooh, I would love a boat delivery. That would be fun.
Yeah. Or, you know, maybe just put James on a Sea-Doo.
That would be awesome.
All right, we're down to our... that was Karen's snack bag that you heard. We're down to our last few stops. I think things have been going very well. Caitlin is doing an excellent job, except she just dropped a book on somebody's porch.
Hey, get that piece of trash.
And she needs to pick up the piece of trash.
She read your mind.
One thing we were going to do today, but you've decided we're not going to, you were going to do some shopping for a program. Is that correct?
Right. We do lots of programs at the library, and all of the supplies are always furnished, but we have to go shopping for all those supplies.
Right. So that's one of your special jobs. You usually go on a Wednesday morning, try to get it done early, but sometimes you'll have a big list of things you need to get, and you have to go to a bunch of stores. I remember one time I went with you because it was a specially big order, and we had to go to Sam's and get like 1,000 hot dogs and 1,000 hot dog buns. What was that experience like?
Heartache. Sometimes it's easier than others, especially when you're shopping for other people. You want exactly what they have in their little head, what they're thinking about.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to buy Aubrey some craft stuff.
For Crafternoon,
but I think she may have to go buy it because she knows what she wants, and I've already sent her a couple of pictures from yesterday, and she didn't like those. So Aubrey just may be on her own to go get her own supplies. But we have lots of programs. Supplies are furnished, so look at their calendar. Look online, gclibrary.com. Look at our calendar. We have lots and lots of things to do.
Well, there was one Crafternoon, I think it was on that same day that I went shopping with you. We also had to go to a bakery and get like 30 million baked goods.
That was for our Fish-A-Ween program.
Yes, and that day we had to go to like 5 different dollar stores trying to find some particular item for a craft.
Yes.
So shopping, it kind of sounds like, oh, well, that would be fun to get out of the library and go do it. But it's actually not necessarily a whole lot of fun every time. Okay, Karen, you are doing something that I am not brave enough to do. And I know people don't think it takes much bravery, but I am kind of a old lady driver, and I will not get on the bypass. What's your feelings about the bypass?
Mixed. Some days it's really great. If it's raining or bad weathery, I will not get on the bypass because I don't think it's designed right.
Well, I feel like I'm in good hands. I don't mind if somebody else is driving on the bypass. I just get real nervous.
Well, yesterday, Kayla and I were on the bypass, and we observed a slower-moving car that was in front of us in the right lane get to the left lane and stay there the entire time. That is not what you do.
No.
So, it's things like that that kind of get you riled up.
Well, in my personal driving, I don't like to go over 35. Okay, we have spotted a dog in a truck.
Yeah.
That seems to be in distress. The truck is parked in the shade, but it is very, very hot today, and there are no windows open or anything. So we're kind of wondering what to do. We're in a complex, so we're going to see if maybe there's an manager's office. Should we have gotten the number off of that parking space?
We want to do our part.
Yes, we like dogs. Okay, the complex that we're in does have an office, and it looks like there's people in there. So Caitlin is doing a very good deed and going in to alert them that there might be a doggy in distress. Does Caitlin like dogs?
She loves dogs, wants lots of dogs.
So we'll see. Hopefully this will be a story with a happy ending.
He's only been there for a few minutes, and they think he's just visiting, so they're going to go check on him, make sure.
Okay, yes. Very good, as long as somebody has an eye on it. I would not like to be that dog, even for a minute or two, but I guess they know what they're doing. Caitlin, thank you. That was a very good deed that you did, so thank you very much on behalf of animal welfare.
You're welcome. Thank you.
So, Caitlin, you're at that age where you're kind of like trying to figure out what you're going to do for a living later on in your life. Would you like to be a delivery driver?
Not particularly, because I don't like driving. I think I would like to work in a library.
Oh, very good. Well, I mean, we work in libraries, and here we are delivering, so that might be part of the job. If that was part of the job, would that be okay with you?
Yeah. I'll deal with it.
Okay. Well, you've done a great job so far today, so this could be the start of something big for you.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Karen, we just did our last stop of the day. I believe we got done before around 11, which is pretty good time. We did. We probably did a little bit faster because we had some extra help. Are there any parting words about our delivery adventure you would like to share with our vast audience?
If you need delivery, call the library, email the library, or just come in and talk to us in person.
Yep. Just come tell us about your delivery needs. Caitlin, thank you so much for helping us out today. You did an awesome job, and thank you for keeping us updated on the Taylor Swift situation. Can we have you back on the podcast some other time for future Taylor Swift developments?
Of course. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to Library Beat from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. Join us each Friday for a new topic.
Hey, podcast listeners. We've got a special deal just for you. $4.99 for 2 months, and it includes all of our digital access. I'm talking about all of our online content, our daily news clips, our puzzle library, and so much more. This is valid for new subscriptions only, so if you've been waiting to try it out, now's the time. Visit the link, hotsr.com/podcast23, to get this great deal.